first Mishnah of the third peg of Avodah Zarah. Now we're starting halachas of Avodah Zarah itself. Kol atzlomim asudim pneishim nevodim pamachas b'shona divrei Meir. Rav Meir says, if you find any type of figure, that even it's not a figure of a person or anything else, it could be an animal, whatever it is, you have to assume, or be choshish, that it was used as Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's also b'ano. Rabbi Meir's famous opinion is, choshish lemiut. Even if a menorah may use for Avodah Zarah, still he asks all of them. Chachamim may remain osir elo, if you have a figure that has a staff in his hand, tzipor or kater is holding a bird or a bull, which represents dominion, power, those that were choshish that they're figures of Avodah Zarah. It says it's also talking about, the Gemara says it's talking about, these are figures that are standing in the entrance of the city, that choshev a place. You see from here that they didn't think the earth was flat, because they used a bull to represent that the earth. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol sheyesh biyod kol davar, any figure that has anything in its hand, it's holding something, as a sign of also some type of control, which is a chash that was used as a bazaar. Kamovan, nowadays everything depends on the city, the place, the time, whether we still have somebody's or not.